Aren't they good? I appreciate them being willing to share their songs with us today, and for them being willing to use their talent. I've been up here to a few of their practices on Wednesday evening, and I can tell that Brother Strode is learning a lot from them. So I just encourage them to keep on keeping on, and appreciate Brother Strode working with them the way that he is. Brother Jackson reminded me that I did forget to make one announcement. Brother and Sister Jackson, this coming up Saturday, will be hosting a fall cookout at their house, and there will be a hayride, and so that starts at 5 o'clock, and we would certainly like to encourage everybody that can. I mean, if you can come, please come. We always have a good time at this, and nobody has fallen off the wagon yet or anything. So let's remember that. And if you don't, if you would like to come and don't know how to get to their place, then you just see Brother Mike, and he'll let you know how to get there. So let's remember that this coming up Saturday at 5 o'clock. I want to call your attention to a very well-known, very common verse of Scripture. I just would like to begin today with reading this one verse, and then I have some other Scripture that I want to read as well. But I want you to turn to the last chapter of Paul's epistle to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 4. And in verse 13, he says what we hear commonly quoted by people. If you go out in public, you'll see people wearing T-shirts with this scripture verse on them. You'll see people with bumper stickers that have this scripture verse on them, and it's really a very common known verse of scripture, but it says so much. Philippians 4:13, the Apostle Paul writing said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And, for those of us who know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin, I believe that's a great thought for us to face each day with. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, the Bible does give us the contrast to that in what the Lord Jesus told his disciples when he said, "Without me, you can do nothing." And so we know that both of those are true. Without the Lord, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through him. And I want you to think, the Apostle Paul, in writing this, I want you to think about him being the one that wrote, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me," because I want to read some scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 of some of the things that the Apostle Paul tells us that he had experienced during his time as a missionary, on his missionary tours, some of the things that the Apostle Paul had gone through. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 24, Paul said, "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And so if you read that about the things that he experienced, it makes what Paul said, it brings it a little bit more to light, doesn't it? That when he wrote under inspiration and said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, that it wasn't just, it was not just an observation. And not only was the Apostle Paul able to write this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but he could also write it having experienced this. He was writing by experience. He knew, he had in many situations obviously put the Lord to the test. And he knew from experience that he was able to do all things through Christ who was his strength. You may remember reading about the Apostle Paul also in his writing to the Corinthians when he spoke about his thorn in the flesh. And he prayed, and his prayer was, as often our prayers are, he prayed for it to be removed, for that to be taken away from him. And the Lord did not answer him in the way that he prayed, but he did answer him. And his answer was, my grace is sufficient for thee. And so the Lord had proven himself to Paul, obviously, under many different circumstances, many different times, he had proven to Paul that he could, in fact, do all things through the Lord giving him strength. And we find in the first chapter of the gospel according to Luke, and this was a statement that was made by the angel Gabriel. And this was something that Gabriel said when he came to Mary to make it known unto her that she was going to give birth to the Son of God, to the Messiah. And Gabriel just made a very simple statement, and we find it recorded in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke in verse 37. He said, for with God shall nothing be impossible. That's great, isn't it? I mean, isn't it wonderful? Those of us who have been saved, those of us who have come to know the Lord personally, to know him as our Savior, that we have somebody watching over us. We have somebody that loves us and cares for us and in fact invites us to cast all of our care upon him, because that's how much that he cares for us. Now you think about how much that you would have to love a person to just tell that person, listen, everything that ever bothers you, everything that ever afflicts you in any way, you just bring that and you lay it all off on me. But that's what the Lord does with all of his children. Anything that you face, you just take all of your cares and you cast them onto me because I care for you that much. And so it's a very comforting thought to me, and I'm sure that it is to you. And it's a very assuring thought to me that I have a Heavenly Father that not only does he invite me to bring all of my troubles to him, to bring all of my problems and cast them onto him. But when I do that, whatever that I face, there's nothing that God is not able to take care of. Now, I know I've said this before, but there are things that though we may really want to help one another, there are things that we face among ourselves from time to time. You know, you may really want to help a brother or a sister or a friend with something, but you know, your power is not unlimited, is it? You're not omnipotent. You don't have all power in heaven and earth. And there are many things often in life that though we would want to be able to help somebody, we're just powerless to do it. There are things that we just cannot do one for another. There are things that we cannot accomplish oftentimes because perhaps we don't have the strength or perhaps we don't have the knowledge. I know I went out to Brother Copas's farm one time and got some big, great big rocks. And I had one of those things that was so heavy that one of my brothers was trying to help me and we couldn't even budge it. And I'm not even going to tell you how we ended up getting it off the truck, but he couldn't help me. We you know, didn't have the strength to move it. And oftentimes we face that as people, but listen, we don't ever bring anything before our Heavenly Father that he is incapable of doing. With God, there is nothing that's impossible. And there are some really big things that can face us in life. There are some heavy, heavy trials that can come up on us. There are troubles in this world that will just floor us. There are things that can happen to us in this life that will just crush us, that will just break our heart. That will cause us to weep and to mourn and to be sad. But listen, there's never anything, nothing that God can't handle. Paul, when he wrote this, he had been walking through the fire. I mean, he had been walking through bitter persecution. He had faced people that were wanting to take his life from him for preaching the gospel, something that, you know, you and I may face before too long. We really don't know the way things are going. If we're going to stand for the Lord, I believe there are people right now that would just like to silence us, don't you? But the Apostle Paul had been facing that. He had had to, at times, escape with his life. And as I read to you there from 2 Corinthians, had faced many trials and had even been imprisoned. But he was able to say, it seems, with all assurance and all comfort, he was able to write, I can face it all. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm going to ask you a question today. Have you experienced enough in your life? Can you join in with Paul truly with all your heart? Have you experienced enough in your life? Have you put the Lord to the test enough in your life that you know down in your heart that you have that confidence that no matter what befalls me in this life, God has grace that's sufficient for my trial. God can help me through anything that ever comes my way. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, that's something that I really love about the Lord. God really likes to show what he can do when our backs are against the wall, don't he? God really likes to shine when things for us are dark. When things are really trying us, that's when he really shows himself. And I'll tell you what, if you put your trust in the one that's able to always do the impossible, the things that you can't do, if you put your trust, no matter what the trial is, whether you're bereaved or whether you are ill or whether you are facing some great trial in your life, no matter what it is, if you will really put your trust in the Lord, he will show you. God will prove himself to you. God loves to prove his power to his people. Listen, do you know what? When the Lord went to deliver Israel out of Egypt by his power, do you know all of those plagues that he sent upon Egypt there was not just to show his power to the Egyptians. It was not just to prove to the Egyptians that he could smoke them by his power. It was to prove to his own people, it was to prove to Israel that he could bring them out of there by his power, that he could deliver them. Now, sometimes I know that our faith gets weak. That's our fault. That's on us. You know, when we're weak, when we're not trusting God, we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves, because the Lord, I'm persuaded of this, the Lord has proven to us that he can do what needs to be done. I'm gonna state it this way. I believe that everybody that has truly been born again, everybody that has ever been truly saved, has no excuse for not believing that the Lord can do all things for us. Because we have already had victory over the worst condition that we're ever going to face. I'm telling you, and I want you to know this, if you're here today and you're lost, that you are in the worst condition that you're ever going to know. I have never been in any condition in my life that was worse than being lost and separated from God. And, you know, he was the only one that could help me. And when I went to him and met his conditions and repented of my sins and placed my trust in the Lord, he saved my soul. He delivered me. God has already delivered me. And if you're saved, he's already delivered you from the worst thing that you're ever going to know. There's nothing worse than being lost and without the Lord. You know, aren't you glad, those of you here today that are parents, what a blessing to have children, isn't it? I love my children. I love my grandchildren. And I'll tell you what, when my children first told me that they had reached the point that they realized they were lost, when they first made it known to me that God had made it known to them that they were lost, I was so thankful that I knew a God that could save them the same way that he had saved me. You know, when Moses was leading the children of Israel on the Exodus towards the promised land, he disobeyed God. And because of that, God did not allow him or Aaron to cross the Jordan and take the people into Canaan. Before they did that, God took their lives. And he chose Joshua to be his successor. And the Lord came to Joshua, and you can find this recorded. I'm not going to state it verbatim, but you can find this recorded in the first chapter of Joshua, that the Lord came to Joshua and he said to him, "Moses, my servant, is dead." And he gave him the task of taking up the leadership of those people from that point and leading them on across the Jordan into the promised land. And God told Joshua, he said, "As I was with Moses, I will also be with you. I'll not leave you. I will not forsake you." And listen, it's a great blessing that every generation that has ever lived on the earth has access to the same God and the same power. And so, not only can we take assurance in this, but so can our children and our grandchildren. And the one thing that has been, that has held true for every generation is that God is there and he's with them. And we can do all things through the Lord who gives us strength. From the time that the Lord saved you, have you not had battles in your life? Have you not had trials in your life? Have you not had heartache come your way? Have you not found out when you went to the Lord? Have you not found out what David found out when he was going down to face Goliath? And Saul said, "You can't go out and fight this giant. You're nothing but a youth, and this man has been a warrior from the time of his youth. You can't go out and face such a foe. You cannot go out and fight somebody like this. You are just going to be overcome." But David's confidence was that he could do all things through the Lord. And he had confidence that the same God that had the power to deliver him from the bear that had come up against his father's sheep and the lion that had come against his father's sheep, David's confidence was that the same God that gave me victory then can give me victory now. Listen, do we believe today really with all our hearts that the same God that gave us victory when we cried out to him for the salvation of our soul can deliver us with anything that we face? Do we? I believe so. We can do all things through the power of our Christ, of our God. And, you know, oftentimes the reason that we don't have victory, the reason that we don't succeed so often is because we just don't really put our trust in the Lord. Jesus said, "All things whatsoever you shall ask, believing, you shall receive." I believe that God is going to hear our every prayer that we pray to him effectually and fervently, and he's going to answer every prayer that we pray in that way. Do you believe that? Now, I didn't say that God would answer them exactly the way that we conceive Him of answering them, but He will hear and answer everything if we truly pray those effectual, fervent prayers. God will answer us in His way, just as He did with Paul. You know, again, Paul's request before the Lord was that it would be taken away, but the Lord's answer was, I will give you the grace to be able to go through the trial. And I love, I've spoken of this before, I love the song that I've heard many times where somebody wrote this song about the storms in their life. And it says in the chorus of that song, sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He just calms me. Sometimes the storm rages on, but I have the sweetest peace. We can do all things through the Lord because He is our strength. I'm going to say this. If you're here today and you're lost and without God, lost friend, He can save you today. He can save you. He's got the power to do that. Look to Him today. Trust Him. Don't look to anybody else. Don't look to anything else. Don't put your faith in this church. Don't put your faith in a preacher. Don't put your faith in anybody or anything else, because the Lord can deliver you today from your sins. He can save you, and you can leave here today a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want you to know something. If you're here today and you're confused about your standing with the Lord, if you're confused about whether you're still lost or saved, if there's doubt in your mind, I'm telling you, God has the power today to just clear it all up for you. If you'll look to Him and trust Him, He'll show you exactly where you stand with Him today. There's not going to be anything. There's never been anything that I have faced. There's not going to be anything that I'm going to face for the rest of my life. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. And it's not because I'm brave. It's because I know the Lord. I don't know how much longer that God will let me live on the earth, but I'm not worried one bit about growing old. Not one bit. Because I believe that whatever that brings up on us, God is sufficient to give us what we need. God's sufficient. I'm not worried about dying, because the Lord save my soul, and I know that when the moment comes, I know that when it's time for me to cross over into eternity, He's going to be there to escort me. The Bible teaches us that He'll just take us home to be with Him, and we don't have anything to worry about. But listen, if you're here and you're lost and you're separated from God, you're facing the greatest trial that you'll ever have. You're in the worst condition that you're ever going to be in. And if you will look to the Lord with all of your heart, I mean, if you will really put your trust in Him the way that He has commanded you to do and repent of your sins, He is able to save to the uttermost those that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. I'd like for us to have a song. And I want to give an invitation to anybody that would like to come and seek the Lord.